This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is MindWork Technologies Limited. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MWXRF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up on the TSX under the ticker symbol MWX. With us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Greg Pandura. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Pleasure being here.
Before we get started with the Q&A, if you would, give my listeners just a little bit of a about statement, backstory of who you guys are.
Sure. We got our roots in the junior mining sector many years ago, and we've basically evolved from that into a material processing company, really. And we've got various technologies that are patented or patent pending in the material processing side. And we've evolved somewhat from mining into a more industrial sector, which is the automotive catalytic converter sector. And we anticipate pretty significant growth happening from a business perspective.
Yeah, we're definitely going to touch about that later on in the program. Let me ask you this. How has MindWork evolved into this opportunity? And you just mentioned it just a little bit, but your thoughts on the next 2 to 4 quarters, how are we moving forward, and how are we going to penetrate the market and bring market value to your shareholders?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned briefly there, we've evolved from an eco-friendly material processing technology company with its roots in the mining industry and transitioned into a leading role in the recovery of platinum and palladium from diesel catalytic converters.
Yep.
Now, the real question there was, well, why would you want to do that? But so if I can just give a brief outline of our background, catalytic converters, it might make sense to the people on the air. Americans own about 275 million vehicles. They all have catalytic converters. Catalytic converters controls, for those that don't know, the harmful emissions by breaking down toxic gases and converting it to carbon dioxide and water vapor. And about 80% of the world's supply of platinum and 50% of palladium are used in converters annually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, in the U.S., about 27 million are scrapped annually, and only 30% are recycled. So with the current prices of platinum, $1,000 per ounce approximately, and palladium at $2,000 per ounce, it's a huge market. Average precious metals in these catalytic converters are about $600.
Wow.
So the opportunity is smelters no longer want to process diesel catalytic converters, and there's processing reasons for them why they don't want to do that. So they're the only alternative. So that's why we started to enter into this market about 2.5 years ago, and we're at the stage now where we're about to do pre-commercialization runs on our pilot plant.
Yeah, I believe that on July 21st, you put out a press release talking about fabrication of the 100L pilot plant, and then there you guys are going to plan on shipping that to Tennessee to the Davis Recycling. That being said, why did you form the JV with Davis Recycling there in Tennessee?
Well, we've been working with Davis Recycling for 2.5, close to 3 years now, and they're actually the company that brought the opportunity of diesel catalytic converter conversion to us. they said that they had the vision to know that smelters were going to discontinue processing diesel catalytic converters. And so we've been working in the lab for close to a year and a half now, trying to develop a process where we could, in an eco-friendly manner, process these catalytic converters. But beyond that, during this whole length of time, working with Davis Recycling, we understood that the whole issue behind this business, recycling catalytic converters, it's a tough business. And the most important aspect of it is supply chain management. And you could have a great technology to process it, but if you didn't have the supply chain in place, the purchasing and the quality control expertise, you'd be lost in this business. So luckily, we found a partner that we feel very strongly in. They've supported us, and we anticipate a strong relationship with them moving forward.
My guest today is Greg Pandura. He is the CEO of MineWork Technologies. Again, you can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MWXRF. And if you're up there in Canada, look him up on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol MWX. For me, your market cap is very undervalued, around $24 million. Your stock price is at 7.2 cents. That being said, what is the exciting opportunity for new and existing shareholders moving forward?
Well, good question, Everett. As we're about to announce the pilot plant, the testing is about completed with our facility in Vancouver. And as you said, that'll be moved down to our partner in Johnson City, Tennessee. But from a business perspective, first of all, on the environmental side, to have a clean tech solution for a process which up until now has had a lot of carbon emissions. It's rough on the environment. So there's no eco-friendly solution in North America. We'll be the first one. Now, what does that mean to the shareholders? Our commercial plant will be producing approximately 10 tons per day of spent diesel catalytic converters. And the CapEx for the plant is about $4 million. Revenues will exceed in excess of $100 million, and we'll have an EBITDA of in excess of 20%. So, I mean, it's phenomenal numbers from a business perspective. There's growth beyond North America. We're the first to market, so it's a low-hanging fruit opportunity, and it's a growing $25 billion market. So we're really excited about where we're going, and we think we'll be in a position to show a significant shareholder value in a very short period of time.
Greg, that being said, when do you expect those revenues to start showing up on the balance sheet?
We expect the revenues to show up from our pilot plant in the fourth quarter of this year, as it's in operation in Tennessee. That pilot plant will be checked off to make our final designs for our commercial plant, which will be the 10-ton per day facility. And we expect that to be in full commercial production in the second quarter of 2022.
And currently, right now, you guys are pre-revenue. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think what you'll want to do is definitely put us on your on the radar screen, because as we start to tell the world about the milestones that we're meeting, especially on the even in the pilot plant stage, and that we're meeting the recoveries and efficiencies that we are expected to do, that's going to be the trigger point that the commercial plant is around the corner. It's going to have exceptional revenues coming from it. And the growth opportunity for the company is large, because commercial plants will take probably about 6 to 9 months to build new ones and to have them fully operational. And we have a modular concept which allows us the fortunate ability to increase production within existing facilities as well.
Greg, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back and be a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days. As for my listeners, I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. I'm not telling you to buy the stock, but I think everyone should do their due diligence and look at this stock. And at a market cap of $24 million and a price point of 7.4 cents currently trading today, is worth looking for. Greg, thank you so much for coming on the show. And like I said, I hope you come back.
Thank you, Everett. Paul, pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.